Yeah, you say that time of day, that would be...
I was trying to get, when you started it of the morning, and I was thinking about the evening, and I was trying to think of,
Crack a dawn?
No, that's the morning. There's another term I was thinking of.
Twilight?
Twilight, yeah, twilight.
What would you call that time of day when the sun is just disappearing?
I imagine that's twilight.
Then you can still see part of the sun? Sunset or sundown?
Sundown.
Let's see, today is Wednesday. Tuesday was... Or I should say Wednesday is today. Tuesday was...
Yesterday.
And Thursday is...
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. If any special term for 14 days... You ever heard that called a fortnight? I've picked that up several times, but it's an alien term to me. If we're going to tell time and use the Sunday that's just passed as our checkpoint, and then go back a week past that, how would you refer to that?
A week ago Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about using the Sunday yet to come and going a week into the future from that?
Two weeks from Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What was the traditional retirement gift, say 20 years ago? Let's say for a man who'd been working in a bank.
Retirement gift?
Yeah, when you retired, what would you be given? Show that he'd served his time. Gold watch or in time, this would be what?
It'd be 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word half in telling that time?
After 7.
I've heard that expression used. That's quarter of the night.
And if something has been continuing for a fairly long period, you say it's been going on for
ages,
or let's say not quite that long.
For several years?
Yeah. If a boy is having a birthday today, and last year at this time he was 2 years old, then today he will be just exactly...
Three.
Three what?
Years old.
Uh-huh. And he was 2 years old just exactly